gave us the power, so we flexing. He's showing out, that's why we flexing.
Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 7 of season 2 of the Not the Same Podcast.
Yeah, man.
Sports show hosted by this one word. See, Micah, that one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. We're glad, gracious, and very, very happy to be back with y'all with another Not the Same Podcast show. Hey, man, look, if you are watching us right now on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram tonight, you know, you probably just seeing this part of it. You might see in my hand right here and Rob's hand over there. I'm sorry, that, you know, you might have to turn your phone sideways or I don't know
not
what
sure,
you got to do.
Not sure.
We don't know yet, but we happy to be on there, though. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
But do us a solid and do what you see on the screen. Number one, as soon as it go, hold on, it's going to take a minute because we got the what's the name ball. Number one, hit that like button if you're watching us on YouTube or anywhere else. Also, hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast. And lastly, hit the notification bell so you can be notified when we are live each and every Wednesday for a sports show and every Thursday for the Music and Faith show and every other Tuesday for the Bible study.
Yeah. So, and looking at it on Instagram, if you're on Instagram until we can figure this out, just come on over to YouTube. I'm trying to tell you right now. Because right now, the only thing you're seeing is see shoulder, my shoulder, and hearing our voices. But until then, YouTube, Facebook, get us. But Instagram, we are there. We are amped. And we want to give a shout out to our rebroadcasters, our MTMV famo. Of course, always rebroadcasters that are Not the Same Podcast. Give a shout out to all our boys and our guests over there on that side. Also, Life Show TV. Give a shout out to the rebroadcaster of the Not the Same Podcast and 520 Collective. Listen, man, if you want to be a rebroadcaster, hit us up in our inbox and you'll see what we can do.
Yes, please do hit us up in the inbox at notthesamepodcast@gmail.com. When you do it, you know what I'm saying? We may do it, we may not do it, but, you know, hey, go on, do it anyway, man. We would love to have your support to rebroadcast Not the Same Podcast. We have plenty of rebroadcasters, and we're very grateful for each and every one of you one words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I might didn't name everybody, but yeah, man.
What he said. But with that being said, man, let's go and get into what's popping.
Somebody tell me what's popping.
All right, this is our What's Poppin' second segment. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about for the sports segment today. NFL news, NFL is going wild. Super wild today with all the free agency stuff as well as NBA news, the pound rankings, and lastly, NCAA news. And what we're talking about in NCAA is the, man, March Madness, bro. Folks getting their ticket punched now as we speak, bro.
Yeah, right now, well, I'm going to tell you who got their ticket punched so far. 11 teams, both on the women and men's side, who got their ticket punched. From the CAA, we got Charleston. From Missouri Valley, that took place right here in the Lou, we got Drake. From the Sun Belt, James Madison. Big South, Longwood. Ohio Valley, Morehead State.
Longwood.
Horizon. Yeah, hey, I'm just saying Longwood, brother, from the Big South. It just all go together, you dig? Ohio Valley, Morehead State, Horizon, Oakland. On that West Coast, St. Mary's, they punched their ticket. SoCon, they got Samford. Back in the Summit, South Dakota State, Atlantic Sun, Stetson, and Northeast Wagner. Those are the men's teams who have punched their ticket. If you're not sure or know about what the NCAA tournament is, they won their section. And guess what? They get ready to get a bump. They're going straight to the field of 68. You got to remember it's 64, but there's a play-in to get to the 64 out of the 68 teams. Over on the women's side, in the Atlantic 10, Richmond. Over in the ACC, Notre Dame, who depends on where you're from and what you say. They punched their ticket in the Big 12, Texas, Big East, UConn, Big South, Presbyterian, Big 10, Iowa, Horizon League, Green Bay, Ohio Valley, UT Martin in the Pac-12, USC, Juju Watkins and them girls, they doing their thing. Over in Southern, Chattanooga, Summit League, South Dakota State, Sun Belt, Marshall, and West Coast, Portland. Those are the teams that have already punched their ticket. We got some other tournaments going on right now as we speak. We also got tournaments going on throughout this week before we get to Selection Sunday and Saturday, I believe, for the women's on who's going to make that field of 64/68.
This brother just did this whole thing backwards. That's the last thing we supposed to do.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I just started with it. It don't matter. Hey, we not the same. We going up.
That boy got biblical. The last should be first. The last should be first, brother. Okay, my guy. Fine. Okay. Have your way. All right, man. NBA news. The power.
Hey, keep it going. Keep it going. Hey, if you wouldn't have said nothing, nobody would know, like you always tell me.
Unless they looked at the screen. But
unless they looked at the screen, we going backwards, man. It's just up there. It ain't no particular order. Number one are the Nuggets. They are finally back number one. Number two are the Celtics, followed by the Thunders, sir. Bucks, Clippers, the T-Wolves, Pelicans, Cavs, the Suns, and the Mavs. Those are all of your top 10 on the power rankings. And NBA news, listen, man, Luka has been on a tear. He was on a six-game, 30-point triple-double streak. It ended at six, but he still popped another triple-double the other night with 27 points. But his 30-triple-double streak ended at six. Carl Anthony Towns, is expected to be back early in the Western Conference. Yeah, it's a note for him in his playing time. Definitely. Also, the 76ers refused to tell us what's going on with Embiid, which tells me my man might not come back this season, bro. And last but not least, what up, Pagans? And last but not least, it looks like Westbrook is real close to coming back maybe next month before the playoffs start for the Clippers.
Yeah, big salute to all them, man. And I think that's unfortunate news for Carl Anthony Towns, man, because he's having a very good year. Finally being in the role that he should be as a number two instead of number one. Anthony Edwards is a beast. He is a problem. Like, I didn't have time to get the clip, man. But if you saw that block last week to win the game after he missed a free throw where he literally hit his head, not figuratively.
Literally right on the rim, but
hit his head on the rim, but won the game with the game-saving block. That boy is ridiculous. But I really hate that for Carl Anthony Towns. They talking about he's going to be, like Rob said, at the beginning of the playoffs, he should be back. Nah, dog. You tore a meniscus. You ain't finna be back. Not that quick, dog. I ain't hearing that. But they saying what they going to say. We'll see. I hope so for they say, because they're having an unbelievable season. They've been number one or two the whole season of the NBA. And Minnesota don't have seasons like that. It's going to really suck. They're going to get derailed because of an injury. But that is the NBA. Welcome to my world as a Grizzlies fan. Everybody hurt. So I know what it's like. Lastly but not least, man, NFL news. The latest news is all the NFL free agency signings. There's so many, we can't go through all of them, but notable ones. Russell Wilson went to the Steelers. Also, Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta Falcons. Derrick Henry went to the
Ravens, bro.
Went to the Ravens. Also, somebody went to the Eagles. Saquon Barkley went to the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? Tony Pollard left. Kirk, what you about to say? Go ahead, bro.
I say Kirk Cousins. He went to the Falcons.
Yeah, he went to the Falcons. So it's all over the place, man. The Raiders have released Jimmy G. They released him, got rid of him, and said, get your butt on up out of here. Yeah. And the Cowboys has done absolutely nothing, which is surprising to me. They should have got Derrick Henry. Like, what they needed. That's exactly what they needed.
I thought, brother. But they
It's crazy, man. But anyway, man, hey, that's it for our news, man. More to talk about free agency, but we're going to get into our soapbox segment.
Soapbox.
All right, this is our soapbox segment where me and Rob go off for 2 minutes on whatever subject that's on our mind. Rob normally goes in on sports subjects. I normally go in on whatever literally is on my mind. As usual, as traditional, we always have a timer that looks like this over there on the screen. Also, we have a buzzer that sounds like this when the time is up. By tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. Bro, is you ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. Hey, check this out, man. And on a 314 day, which is tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? We'll be on the Faith and Music show. But in sports, I want to shout out the St. Louis Cardinals, man, who have been the second most World Series in 11, only behind the pay-to-play Yankees. You dig what I'm saying? The Cardinals has actually done this the old-fashioned way. Free agency, signs, draft, the farm system. We're talking about 19 National League pennants, 38 players who are in the Hall of Fame. We got players that you know such as Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, Willie McGee, Mark McGuire, Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, Ray Lankford, Jim Edmonds, Lou Brock, Dizzy Dean, Stan Musial, Bob Gibson, and the wizard himself, Ozzie Smith, who we had the pleasure and honor of interviewing right here on the Not the Same podcast a couple of years ago. And we can't forget about Cy Young. They named the award after this man. Check it out, sir. Man. We got managers such as Joe Torre before he got up there to the Yankees, who paid to play. He was with us with the Cardinals. Tony La Russa. These are all Hall of Famers that I'm talking about. Some of the folks that I named ain't quite been in the Hall yet. Mark McGwire kind of messed that up when he got juiced up, but we ain't going to talk about that. He still brought baseball back when it's all said and done.
Yes, he did.
Look, if you've ever visited St. Louis, if you ever heard of St. Louis, if you've ever lived in St. Louis, you know this is a baseball town. Championship pedigree. This is 100%. All about 314 day. You know what I mean? That's why we're doing this. That's why this soapbox is on St. Louis sports. And we can't forget, listen, man, the Rams championship while here in St. Louis. The Blues. We had to hear that awful song. But guess what?
Gloria, Jesus.
We had to hear Gloria. You hear what I'm saying? But guess what they brought home? They brought home a Stanley Cup final. And being that my name is Stan, hey, I likes that. You dig what I'm saying? So salute to St. Louis sports, you know what I'm saying, who have championships all the way through. Shout out to the Cardinals, which this is a double entendre because we are in spring training and 314 day is tomorrow. And the Cardinals, listen. It looked like we on the up and up. Let's get it, man. 314 day.
All right, my soapbox is this. If you are under the age of 25, you are going to despise this soapbox. But if you are over the age of 25, 35, 45, or somewhere around there, you're going to fully agree with me. I want to cancel the public use of Crocs for non-Croc use. Crocs should be like a house shoe. You feel what I'm saying? The nice shoes you wear called Crocs. They got the little strap in the back. They're very comfortable. I can't front. They're very, very comfortable. But I really question you. When you on a basketball court with Crocs on, what is you doing with yourself, my guy? Yesterday, I was at the gym, and I didn't just see somebody on a basketball court with Crocs on, bro. I saw somebody in the weight room, him and his girl, getting it, throwing it up. You know what I'm saying? With some Crocs on. Now, she had little pins and little bobby pins on her joints and had it all special. And I was like, okay, that's cool. That's a young lady. Bro, why he have it on the bench press machine? And he hardly had no weight on that dog. Why you got them little 15s on there with your Crocs on, with your legs crossed, pushing? Like, what is you doing, my guy? And listen, I'm not claiming Crocs goes to any side. I'm just saying, dog, when you go to the basketball court, buy you some shoes. I mean, even get you some Under Armours. They don't cost that much. They ain't leveled up a little bit now. You know what I'm saying? Get you something. Get you some New Balance. They even making bass. Get you some Pumas. Get you something, dog. But you out there in your Crocs. And the last part to make it so bad that you wear these Crocs in uncroc-worthy places. And when I say a croc-worthy place is your house, in your bedroom, you know, in your basement or something like that. When you wear it in uncroc-worthy places, these shoes are not made for athleticism. They are made for relaxing. Nice, you know what I'm saying? They're made for relaxing, kicking back, relaxing yourself. You know what happens when you wear them in uncroc-worthy places? Your feet stink. S-T-A-N-K. Your feet stink. You are out there in pure rubber trying to hoop. Your feet gonna stink so bad. And it's dog, I'm gonna say this and move on. There's little holes in the shoe, which means we all smell it too. It ain't like when you got your tennis shoes on, you don't smell it till somebody take the shoes off. You got little holes in your shoes, and the funk is just coming through. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm just going to. Lord thanks Jesus, help him. Help him. My boy Roland talking about Crocs for your eyes only. All right, this is our debate feud segment. Me and Rob go back and forth on particular sports subjects, and we have a timer down there that look like that. We also have a buzzer that sounds like this when it's over. And we're going to go and get it in, man. I don't know what the rest of my spiel normally is, brother, but we finna just go and get it going because I'm just laughing too much at this Croc stuff. It's just hilarious to me. All right, we're going to do this backwards. This is a backwards, not the same day. A backwards, not the same day. We're going to get started. Rob got it started, and I'm going to keep it going. So the first thing we're going to start with is the NFL free agency signings and what shocked you the most. More importantly, not just the signings. We already said what the signings were, some of the signings, but we're going to go to what shocked you the most when NFL free agency started earlier this week. It's still going on, but it really, really got the jump in these first couple of days. Now it's the bootleg players, the players that's, you know, hunting for scraps, you know, right, trying to find their way on the team, you know, just begging yeah. themselves to get on the team. That's who's getting signed right now. So what shocked you the most, bro?
I think the biggest shocking for me was the Derrick Henry going to the Ravens. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought Derrick Henry was on his way to the Cowboys. I was for sure after following the Cowboys that Derrick Henry was on his way. So to see him go to the Ravens, bro, that's a game changer. That is a game changer. Boy, that was a shocker.
What shocked me the most was Saquon Barkley going to my brother Hagan's beloved Eagles. That was a big shock. Now, Saquon Barkley is often injured, but when he is healthy, he is a problem. He is an absolute problem.
That was my second shocker. I'm with you.
He is an absolute problem, man, because he runs that ball. He gets up and down that field. But him being with the Eagles with a whole bunch of other talent is going to help. You know what I'm saying? Now, our brother Hagans told us last year when the Eagles were going through all that, they lost all type of coordinators mid-season. You know what I'm saying? So they had an excuse for all the troubles they was having. But next year, when they be a little bit settled, man, I would say this for Hagans. The Eagles going to be a problem, man.
It's not a problem
just because of Saquon Barkley, but that's just a great addition, dog. It's just a great addition, in my opinion, even if he's hurt for the games, because he probably will be, because that one word is always hurt. Go ahead, bro.
I think the reason why I feel like it's the other one is the shocker for me, because you got to remember, Baltimore got put out by the Chiefs because of running. So to add Derrick Henry, the reason they couldn't get anywhere is because they started depending on Jackson to do the long haul, to throw, run. They just didn't have anything. If they would have had Derrick Henry last year, remember, Kansas City could not stop the run for real. And they would have had Derrick Henry last year. It would have been a problem. So that AFC and NFC going to be very interesting with them getting those premier backs like that, as long as everybody stays healthy. That's always the caveat to any of this stuff on paper.
Yeah.
If you stay healthy, it only take one hamstring, one meniscus, one whatever for them to be up out of there.
My only retort to that is this, man. Derrick Henry is a beast. Derrick Henry is not in his prime, but he's 30 years old. Is he one of the biggest running backs that basically ever existed?
Yes, he is.
He is a man among men. He's a big, big dude. But here's the only thing I worry about when it comes to the Ravens. The Ravens had one of the best running games of the NFL last year, and they didn't run the ball like they should in the biggest game. So I'm looking at that offensive coordinator that messed it up for him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they had
–
who was the best running quarterback, like – ever right now is Lamar Jackson, and they wasn't running him. And they had the other, I can't remember who it was on their team that was the running back that was running the whole time. I caught myself on that one. Just running the whole time in the game, and they just wouldn't keep running. Now, what if they do the same thing with Derrick Henry? Now, I think the only difference is Derrick Henry, he is the type of player, he is only good for running. He's not like a great catch running back or whatever.
Yeah,
he is a power back. He's going to run you over.
He's not no screening type guy. But that's going to open up the play action. And as far as Saquon Barkley goes, he can do multiple things. And Hagan's got a
point. This is true.
Giants didn't have an O-line. So that's why Saquon stayed stayed hurt. We know the Eagles have a line. Because
they do.
Hurts is not that tall. You dig what I'm saying? No. He's tall enough, but he ain't that tall. And he was protected. It's just injuries killed him last year. So when you had a Saquon Barkley, don't be surprised if this is your way too early AFC-NFC Super Bowl matchup. You know what I mean? Because we all thought that these would be the teams in the Super Bowl this year, right?
Yeah.
We thought, what's up, D? We thought this would be the teams in the Super Bowl this year, and it wasn't because injury to the Eagles, no running game because of the offensive coordinators from the Ravens.
Yeah, man, the Ravens, I think, and one more thing, man, I think, although I believe the Ravens will be the team to beat, it's all about quarterbacks. Yeah. I ain't going to believe the Ravens win this until they beat Mahomes.
No doubt.
Because at the end of the day, Mahomes did it. You know what I'm saying? Mahomes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Mahomes did it. You know what I'm saying? So that's
over and over again.
If y'all don't know what my wife was doing. But anyway, I'm going to carry on with the show. But, yeah, man, they got the quarterbacks win the games at the end of the day. Now, we want great running and all that. How many people are just going to totally rely on the run? So, I'm expecting – I really want to see Lamar Jackson step up in a whole different way this year, man. But hey, some great free agency signings.
He stepped up last year, man.
Not on the big game though. That's the problem.
That's because
he got all the way there, but when he got there,
he was trying to prove himself. He was trying to prove he was a pocket quarterback.
Bro, you need to prove how to win. Skip that. I can sit in the pocket. Sit in the pocket and win the chip.
Yeah, I'm with
pocket that. Get a chip in your pocket. Like my man Mahomes got three of them things already. All
right, man. Back to back.
Back to back on them. Which quarterback will have a bigger impact on their new team, Wilson or Cousins? Which quarterback will have a bigger impact on their new team, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins? Mr. Davis.
So looking at the stuff that matters for each of these quarterbacks with their new team, you know what I mean? Last year, the Falcons and Steelers wasn't that far off. Falcons was ninth in rushing, Steelers was 13. Passing offense, Falcons was 22, Steelers was 25. Total offense, Falcons was 17, Steelers was 25. What up, Miles? Yeah. Here's the game changer on who's going to have a better season this year. Cousins is going to have a better season, and this is why. Cousins is in the NFC South with the Bucks, the Saints, and the Panthers.
Yep.
Falcons finished 7-10, right? That means when he plays any divisional games, this is what he's getting. When he played the Saints, that's two dome games. When he played the Bucks, he's Tampa, man? And he's in the dome. When he played the Panthers, Carolina, he maybe got to deal with rain. All I'm saying, his division is set up for him to win because eight of his games are going to be in the dome. Where when you look at Russ is with the Bengals, the Ravens, and with the Browns, this one we're going to be outside every day, every Sunday, be outside in elements. So I'm looking for Cousins to have a better game coming from the Vikings and going into another dome with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to say Cousins too, but I'm not going to say Cousins because he's a better quarterback. I think Russ wasn't as bad as everybody made him to be.
No, he wasn't.
I think that coach was trying to sabotage his career because he was mad about everything. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But Cousins
just didn't like him.
I think Cousins may have a better team around him because that team was good without a good quarterback last year. They weren't great, but they were decent. Yeah, they were decent without a good quarterback. Bijan Robinson was a running back. Is nice. Not Dijon, Bijan, but my man is nice. A young player for them. And I think he going to come in. And one thing that Cousins is, he is a great mid quarterback. He is just good enough to get paid. Everybody need to watch him and learn how to get paid because every time he gets paid and does not win nothing. Do you know that Cousins has only won one playoff game, bro? One playoff game. And this man got all kind of bread. All kind of bread, dog. ain't won number one playoff game, bro. Now, he always gets traded at the right time. He always picks the right time. And he's just good enough to get that money, because he's not trash. I know Hagans is saying he's trash. He's not trash. He just don't win the big game. You know what I'm saying? He's more famous for that if you know he said that about 5 years ago. But what I do like about the Steelers, although I think Cousins will have a bigger impact because I think the team was more ready-made, I like the coach for the Steelers better than the coach down there for Atlanta. Because I think they got a brand new head coach. And I think Mike Tomlin is a legit Hall of Fame level coach because he never loses. He always has a winning season, even with trash. He been winning with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Trash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wilson is better than both of them two times over. Even this old version of Wilson. So
I get that. But the question is who will have a bigger impact on their team. And the bottom line, I know y'all saying that Russ played in Seattle. Seattle is rain. It is not very cold like that up in Seattle. It's rain. Right. It's misty. It's a different type of cold. And Pittsburgh, my guy, even though Denver's cold, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You saw what happened in there. But for him, who he's playing, my man don't – every single game is outside.
Yeah.
There's no warm weather unless he get to Cleveland, you know, early in the season. But we talking about – I mean, my man got Cincinnati, who Joe Cool is definitely getting ready to be on his comeback mission. He got Baltimore, who just picked up Travis Henry, and you got Derrick Henry, and you got Lamar already there, and then you got Cleveland, who wasn't no slouches last year. You know what I mean? So when you look at what Pittsburgh has to go up against, Tomlin is a better coach. Wilson is a better quarterback. But as far as the division that they're in and the 16 games he got to play, eight of them divisional-wise, he got to have a problem, man, especially when it start getting cold in them spots where for Cousins, he's in the dome 50% of the time just about. I haven't looked at their overall schedule, but when you look at just the division alone, it's gravy, man. It's gravy. Yeah.
Now, what Hagans just said, I have to agree with. Now, I can't say – I ain't going to say Cousins trash, but I do agree with this part. If we going to hold playoff wins over Lamar head, then we got to hold over Cousins head too. Now, I do agree with that.
I agree.
But I ain't going to go as far to say he's trash. I just think Lamar hasn't ascended to the level of a Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes exists. Cousins is nowhere near neither one of these one words.
No, he's, not at all.
He's miles away from both of them. But I think Cousins is a better Jimmy Garoppolo. There we go. But just
your game manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A better Jimmy Garoppolo. A less handsome Jimmy Garoppolo. But Hagan said, the voice say that's favor of the Lord on his life. Hey, if he a believer, then yeah, Lord open the doors and no man can close. Obviously.
No man can close.
Hey, choose Jesus today. Hey, I don't know what you with, but look at that boy. That's all you need to know right there and there. All right,
that's
man.
That's subject.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious, dog. All right, last football subject, man, that we'll do the NBA. Does the Derrick Henry signing make the Ravens the favorite next season? Does the Derrick Henry signing make the Ravens the favorite next season? Mr. Davis.
You said something earlier where I was going to flat out just say yes.
Yeah.
It makes them the favorite to beat Kansas City. And this is what I mean by that. Because Kansas City, unless they do something awesome on their defense, they cannot stop the run. You know what I mean? That middle is still wide open, but you got that boy Mahomes on the other side, Mahoning things. You dig what I mean? And with that being said,
I don't know what to say.
You get Lamar on some play action, you get Lamar on some bootleg, it's about to be a problem in Baltimore, only if there's no injuries, though. That's going to be the key.
I think that would be a big deal. I don't think it makes them the favorite next season. I think they make them a very, very good team, obviously. They were already a very, very good team. And I think I am still bothered by what that coordinator did in that playoff game.
That scares me.
You know what I'm saying? But if that coordinator, somebody cuss him out, one of the Harbaughs, the coach, tell him, like, dog, run the ball. Because Harbaugh's an old school coach, and they are about defense and running the ball. Ravens has always been about that. Forever, as long as you know the Ravens, their defense been good, and they run that ball. If they do that, yes, they're going to be very, very great. I don't know if they're going to be the favorite, though. I still got to say the Chiefs are the favorite because they've won. They keep winning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I have more fear, honestly, the Ravens. I have more fear for the Bengals, although they got rid of their running back. I forgot to say that inside the free agency. They got rid of Joe Mixon, which is I'm not sure why they did.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher.
That's a head scratcher. But Joe Burrow going to be back next year, so that's going to be a problem. Joe Burrow is a very good quarterback.
Again, like the Steelers, the Ravens are in that division. They may not be the favorite to win. They may not be the favorite to win at all, but they definitely the favorite to win the division. Mm. They definitely the favorite. And if you're talking about old school, because that's all they've ever had. They've had running backs and they've had defense. That is what their tradition is about, right? Why do you think they went and got Derrick Henry? Because this is the best running back they didn't have since what's my man who the elevator incident? I can't think of his name.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
I can't think. What was anybody in the comments, the running back who had the elevator incident?
The little short dude. He lost
the little
his mind.
Short dude. I'm not bragging about the elevator incident. That's just all I can remember him for. I can't remember his name right now. But the point that I'm making, this is the best running back they've had since then. You know what I mean? And when they had that, they were good. So you remember Flacco won.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco had a running back. So you give Lamar a running back. And with Lamar's skills, you're going to be good. Then Lamar, he still got them Jets also.
Hagan says, y'all think Baltimore need a true number one receiver.
I mean, all you need is a D-so. With that quarterback only you don't need a true number one receiver. You need a tight end with some hands, and you need some decent receivers with hands. Ray Rice, that's who they had. Thank you,
Hagan.
But the point is, you don't need a top notch receiver. You just need a receiver who can catch. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't need no game changing receiver when you got a quarterback and a running back like that. You just need some manageable guys out there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, man. I don't think you got. I believe if you have a game changing receiver with all that other firepower, and that team is made up in such a way that running is the emphasis. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you need a game changer receiver. You just need somebody to catch that ball.
They still got OBJ. You add OBJ.
Let's not talk about OBJ now.
No, seriously, dog. If you got a running game and that quarterback and OBJ, who, don't get it twisted, he can catch. He's no longer the game changer. Right. You know what I'm saying? But he can catch. You put OBJ in the slot and give him two other okay guys, they're going to be all right.
Yeah. So – does the Derrick Henry sign and make the Ravens the favorite next season? I would say no. Make them better, though.
Yeah.
Make them one words a lot better, but I don't think it'd make them the favorite.
I'll put them in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll put them in the AFC
like
Championship.
Like I say, man, they got to beat the Chiefs for me, man, before I get real impressed with them. Right. Beat the Chiefs.
AFC Championship.
Yep. Last debate for you of the night. NBA Impress Depressed. NBA Impress Depressed. Let's start with the Eastern Conference. Brother, who are you impressed with in the Eastern Conference, bro?
I'm impressed with the Celtics for becoming the first team to win 50 wins this year. Mm-hmm. They got 51 wins. Yeah, I mean, what more can you say? I don't see them winning the chip this year, but they got 51 wins. I'm impressed.
I'm going to say I'm still impressed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't think they're going absolutely nowhere. But I like the way they've been playing, although they've been fighting through injuries. And I really like that team, man. And I like it. For some reason, they're better when one of them guards ain't playing, right?
So yeah,
if Donovan Mitchell's sitting, then Darius Garland going off. If Darius Garland's sitting, Donovan Mitchell going off. They don't really flow well together because they really basically the same player. Donovan Mitchell is stronger. But I'm saying they both really shooting guards and point guard bodies. That's basically what they are. And Donovan Mitchell is much more athletic. But I still think that's a very, very good team. Eastern Conference Depressed, bro.
Look, the Wizards for becoming the first team in the East eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even though they just beat my Heat, y'all go sit down. They right now, you know what they playing for? Checks, livelihood. They going to work like we do. They just get a chance to play basketball.
All right, brother. I'm gonna have to agree with you, man. I'm very depressed with the Washington Wizards. One, because you lost to my team last night. You was down 25 to my team with a bunch of G Leaguers. You know what I'm saying? Jaren Jackson didn't play. Desmond Bane didn't play. Ja Morant didn't play. Brandon Clark didn't. None of them dudes played, man.
None of them. Marcus
you got
Smart,
beat with a team with GG Jackson. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know the Grizzlies, his name GG. He good though, but just the fact his name is GG. You
GG
lost to that team.
G-League.
GG from the G League. You know what I'm saying? Vince Williams, bunch of dudes you ain't never heard of. And they had basically they starters out there. And took that.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole do not start no more. Bruh, you got paid all that money and they not even starting you no more. That is embarrassment of the team. I feel so bad for Tyus Jones. You come on home, dog. Come on back. All right, man.
You want to know who ain't embarrassed? Jordan Poole. He getting that paper.
Yeah, you see where his head is at. All right, impress in the West, bro.
Look, man, that big dude up in Denver, the Mile High spot, they starting to show the league. We're the defending champions. They're they 9-1 in the last 10. Y'all better stop sleeping on Denver. They do this every year. They look like they ain't no good no more. Then the next thing you know, they start smacking cats in the back of their neck.
Yeah. I'm gonna say with the Minnesota Timberwolves, man. I'm very impressed with Denver, but I'm gonna say the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Edwards has impressed me this year. He's had a breakout season, man. He's ridiculous. And he's a defensive player as well. He's not just an offensive player. He's proved that on that play last week where he busts his head on the rim trying to block the shot after he missed the free throw to win the game. And I think he wants it. Yes, he's a little goofy, but he's like 23, 24 years old.
We was all goofy at that age.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, you that big and you that strong, and that team is nice, man. I don't think they're going to win nothing. But because their offense ain't good enough, I don't think to win. Their defense is good enough to win the chip. I don't think their offense is good enough.
Not without Cat.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna ask you a question in a minute, Miles.
Yeah, Miles, I see you. I definitely gonna answer.
We'll say it in a minute. So after we do this last deep press. All right, deep press in the West, bro.
Spurs for becoming the first team in the West to get eliminated from the playoffs. I told y'all, Wembanyama is the most talented loser in the league. You dig what I'm saying? It's not his fault. You know what I mean? Like he's a freak. He is truly living up to the hype. We talked about it last week. But he is the most talented loser in the league because of the people around him. Everybody else want to shine instead of letting this young dude do what he need to do.
I agree exactly with what you said. I'm sorry, I can't go to nobody else but the Spurs. Wembanyama is awesome. He is a game changer. But he ain't that much of a game changer to make them win. But it's not all on him like Rob said. That his teammates are trash. For real. They're some selfish players on that team. Because if they just decided, okay, he gonna do all the scoring and we gonna feed him, they'll win more games. But at the end of the day, Miles says most talented loser is some nasty work. It is, bro. That's true. All right, so Miles' question was, who's gonna win the chip? Denver, Boston, the Clippers, or the Bucks? Who you got, bro? Good question,
I got Denver.
Miles.
Okay, so first of all, he said who's gonna win the chip then when I said Boston has to get past my guys. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, Miami has Boston number. You want to know why?
They do. Yes,
Boston
they do.
Is soft. Y'all can talk about they are super talented, but when we talk about X's and O's and in the paint, Miami is some goons. They make the freaking finals every other year.
Yes.
Why? Because they have goons. That's just the way they are. So I eliminate Boston until Boston can beat Miami. As far as winning it all, until you can stop the big guy who getting triple doubles and he's still looking like he playing in the YMCA, name me one person who can beat Denver in the seven-game series. I'll let y'all put it in the comments right now because Cat is out. The Lakers don't know Mr. Glass. I don't trust him. You dig what I mean? And the Clippers, I know everybody excited. They look good. They sexy right now, right? Until Kawhi gets hurt. And that's the band. So right now I got Denver going back to back with Jokic having the MVP this year. And that's just my opinion because I'm seeing what's going on right now with about 17 games left.
The voice, if you're watching this, close your ears and close your eyes. Listen, I love Tatum. He ain't built for it. He ain't showed it yet. He awesome though. He's awesome though. You know who's built for it on that team, bro? Jaylen Brown. Every time they in them big games, who show up in them big, big games? Jaylen Brown. When they getting blowed out, who out there fighting? Jaylen Brown. Tatum got all the talent, and I love Tatum. I love what he stands for. I love that he's from St. Louis. I love that he's proud that he's from St. Louis. I love that he's putting money back into St. Louis. I love that he's visible. I was at a Billikens game not too long ago. He in the middle of the season. He was there, front row. I love that. But for the game, for winning the chip, dog, I really think it's going to be the Nuggets, and I really wish the Celtics would win. I like the Celtics, dog. I really
I
like
do
the
too.
Celtics.
I
but
do.
If your leader ain't built like that,
Let me tell you
something. Hey, let me say this before we go, bro. Last thing I will say, I'm going to tell you who is built for it, Jokic. He is built for it. There's no Kool-Aid in that boy heart. Other words, you know, when we used to grow up, boy, that boy heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. There's no Kool-Aid in that boy heart. He tough. He plays good. He's smart. And he prefers to pass. And he scores because he have to. And still be getting a triple-double on these boys. He's like 7 foot Luka.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they actually cool with each other, which is crazy. But go ahead, bro.
Hey. And speaking of that, don't be surprised if them two end up on the same squad. Because they've been talking.
He literally said it. After a game, he said, I ain't leaving. I like Denver, but if Luka get tired and Dallas don't act right, he can come on over here with us. He said that this year. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Just think about their team all the way around, man. Like, Aaron Gordon is finally feeling appreciated. He ain't crying about the dunk contest no more. Broback Mountain Porter is finally back at Sten Hill, and that boy finally is starting to play. Finally healed. My man Murray is back. Remember, Murray got hurt, man. Like, so my thing about Denver is until you knock them off, they're like the Kansas City Chiefs. Until somebody come and knock them off, they are the ones. Now, as far as Tatum go, I love everything C said. He from the Lou. He proud. 314. You know what I'm saying? I did a whole 314 day on the soapbox. But unless Tatum gets some one word in him, it ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, bro. He got the hair like Red from Five Heartbeats without the heart like Red from Heart. That boy ain't hating on nobody out the window talking about my hours are from.
Are
no.
9 to 5.
No. That boy curl stays swooped up. That's easy. Until he can sweat that curl out, it ain't going down.
Salute to Tatum, though, man. I love Tatum. I love everything you stand
Tatum
for,
stand
man.
For. I Salute, just need bro. Him to get some dog in him. And what Tatum is going to have to do, Kobe was his mentor. He's going to have to get some Mamba mentality about himself in order for the Boston Celtics to win. Yes, Drew Holiday and KP are great pieces. But KP going to have to stay healthy. And guess what? Drew Holiday is a 3. Maybe
Drew,
a 4
for
on
the
that
defense.
Team.
Drew for the defense.
Yeah, that's...
Now, Hagan says Jaylen Brown did not show up last year in the playoffs. The effort was there, but the execution wasn't. Man, I think Jaylen Brown was about that life, dog. I'm sorry. He's not as good as Tatum. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
If Tatum had Jaylen Brown's heart, that's what he need. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown think he the best person that walked on the floor. Tatum need to know that and play like that. Tatum is awesome, bro. He's awesome. All right, I'm going to say this, and then we'll move on. Hagan say, Luka the foreign James Harden, exceptional individual player, stuffed the stat box, might win a couple of games in the regular season. He got to win some playoff games. Hey, man, they went to the Western Conference
Finals, bro.
Finals, dog. Hey, Luka stamp, dog. I'm sorry. Luka stamp, bro. Now, I don't know if he going to win no chip, but Luka different. Remember what he did to Phoenix? What he did to Phoenix. He punked all them superstars. CP3. Who was it? Booker? Who else was on that team? It was somebody else.
No, I don't think Durant was there. Durant wasn't there.
No, the dude that went to Portland. Aiden. Chumped them boys.
Yeah, he did.
Chumped them boys. All right, man. We're going to move on to the one word of the day before we get up out of here, bro. This one word. No.
Of the day.
The one word of the day is South Carolina versus LSU. I hear you thinking, there's two people. Yes, because there's many one words in this video. We got a video about it, and we're about to play it for you. Here you go. This is what happened to make us call them the one words of the day. Let me find it. Here we go, right here.
Plunge Johnson holds on to Malaysia for Wiley. And then Flage pushes Watkins. That's when Cardoso comes up and pushes Flage down. Somebody jumped over the scorer's table from the stands.
All right, man. So as you see, these women's about that life. These one words about that life. And one of these one words, brother, then hopped over the thing to come save his sister.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, let your sister handle her business. No, don't jump over the rails. But that's one word. Go ahead, bro.
So this started before all this started. I can't think of her name. The center that pushed Flange down, that came up and shoved her down. Angel Reese pulled her hair.
Yep, in the game.
We in the game, she pulled her hair and she turned around. So that kind of started things escalating.
Yes.
So what makes this stuff happen in basketball.
It
happens. Tempers flare up. We see it all the time. Me and C was on the court with my son, and he was going in and chirping at a particular dude. And I'm going to leave it at that. So we know what happens on the court.
And Rob didn't even get on him. He just was
I couldn't even get. I was actually proud.
Go ahead, bro.
But anyway, and dude was on my squad. Anyways, that ain't the point. We talking about the one word of the day.
Proud dad moment. Go ahead, bro.
Shout out to Don Staley, who apologized for
Big
squad. LSU and the game of basketball, the female game of basketball, period, knowing that this was sort of a black eye on it. Actually, I thought it brought more excitement because they got a lot more. Now, the other one word of the day is LSU's coach because she out
Kim
there.
Mulkey.
Yeah, Mulkey out there promoting violence. I wish she would have did that to Angel Reese. As if to say, had Reese did it, then Reese would have swung on it. But ain't this the same player you sat down for a minute because she got into it with the same person that got pushed on the ground? Come on, man. Like, you can't.
Can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. And for the brother that jumped over the table, come on, bro. You jumped over the table to fight women.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah,
you
come
weren't
on,
security.
Man.
You looking like top flight, Craig, but you was not security. But
yeah, this, I mean, you.
This
I don't
is the
know,
thing.
Bro.
This is the thing I don't like about Moki saying that about Angel Reese, bro. Angel Reese started this, right? And beyond that, Angel Reese, when all that was going on, she was sitting on the bench.
She walked away.
She and walked guess away.
What? And guess what her comments was? I can't afford that. Some things you just got to walk away from.
Now that would sound good in other situations, but all persuasions was in there. It wasn't just the sisters, the one word sisters out there, the light-skinned girl, extra light-skinned girl, she was out there in the middle of it too. Because this team, when it comes to, as someone who played basketball, both of us played basketball, when your teammate fight, we fighting. Period. Point blank, period. And the person that don't fight, oh, he ain't with us. Oh, you wasn't with me when they was fighting? It's almost like, it ain't really gang, but it's like gang stuff. Excuse me. It's like gang stuff when it comes to basketball and one player's fight. Just like in the NBA, they had to put it in that rule where you can't come off the bench because soon as somebody got to fighting, everybody
was coming.
That's the only reason they stopped it. That's the only reason they stopped the benches from being cleared when people start getting suspended for that. Because that's the way sports go. It happens in football. One for all.
Baseball.
100%. Lil Mama went and sat down. She started this. She basically lit the match and went over there and held her hands like, I ain't do nothing.
What makes her a part of being the one, LSU in a sense was the one words. Now, old girl going to push the smaller Flange, I get it. That was a one word move. But the pulling of the hair, the I'm going to sit down because my status, I'm too big for this. And that's what the NIL stuff come from. She started thinking about her paper. Money. Like, y'all go over there. I ain't got time. Uh-huh. I'm too big for all that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what makes it the one word of the day. But shout out to Don Staley, man, for staying classy. You know what I mean?
Hagan say, bro, mama said, mama told me if one of us fight, we all fight, and jumped over the table.
Now that's facts.
I see that part. I
can see that point because I know with having female cousins, I know that's what my auntie told me. Yeah. If she fighting, you don't jump in, you're going to have a problem, like, you know what, when you get home.
I'll give you an example. When Rob brought up the situation with his son popping off at somebody and dude start acting like he's going to flare up, why everybody related with blood to Rob Redeem as well as friends fist balled up and just looked like,
oh, wait,
say word. So, on our team and on your son team. This dude finna, and I could, and look, he was from where I'm from, but I wasn't about to help that one word. I ain't care.
It was done. But that's what happened in basketball. You know what I'm saying? We called it. That was a fun time, by the way. I told, look, man, I don't feel like knocking this cat out. But I didn't even have to worry about it. I look up, all my sons and their partners just waiting
all
to watch.
All the partners. Not just the brothers. All his partners. Even little Devin was looking at him like, what?
Yeah,
they was all ready to go, dog. They was all ready to go.
I get it. So the one word can go both ways. It can go from camaraderie, like, yo, they're my one words, and then it can also go from what I wish it would have been Angel Reese. No, she was on the bench. So you know what? Miss me with that.
Miss me with it.
Yo, have you ever thought, I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this podcast? How can I be a blessing to them? How can I support them? Listen, all these comments that in the back and forth and the engagement, we appreciate that, man. But hit the like, subscribe, and notification button so y'all will know what's going on. We got some big stuff coming up for this tournament, man. We're going to do our own Not the Same podcast tournament bracket with prizes and whatnot. And when they do Selection Sunday, it is very important that you have that subscribe button hit. So when we go live, when we get ready for this NCAA tournament, y'all can get some of them prizes as well. If y'all want to support cash-wise, hit the Cash App. Not the Same podcast. Cash sign, Not the Same podcast. NotTheSamePodcast.com/support. That's how you can go to the website, see the last three episodes, be it the Bible study, Faith and Music, or the sports show. You know what I mean? Your comments will pop back up. You want to feel like you're a part of something? You are. That's why we appreciate you for supporting us, because we support y'all too, one words. That's why we about to do this tournament. We excited. You dig what I mean? This is one of the best times of the year. NCAA basketball tournament, something that the football side of the house needs to get a hold of to see how it's really supposed to be done. So it's equal opportunity out here for these kids. You dig what I mean? So y'all get ready for this NCAA Not the Same podcast tournament. We got some twists and turns on how we about to do this. And we got a nice little grand prize for the winner.
All right, with that being said, man, we'll be back tomorrow with another Music and Faith show, live and direct, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in. And with that, man, I'm C. Michael.
I'm Robert Dean.
We out, man. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Gave us the power, so we flexing. He's showing out, that's why we flexing.